Thank you. So I'm going to be talking about rescue grass, a winter annual weed that's actually fairly prevalent across much of Texas. I won't be seeing it anymore in New Jersey, but it does seem to be fairly prevalent in rough height areas, sports fields, lawns, and especially on roadsides in Texas. The picture there is actually a stand of rescue grass in dormant Bermuda grass. So that was the objective of this research, again, was to evaluate different herbicides applied foliarly for post-emergence rescue grass control in warm season turf grass. Rescue grass is, again, a winter annual, fairly large seeded grass. You can look at the picture on the bottom right-hand corner of the screen. The rescue grass seed is on the right compared to a couple annual bluegrass seeds on the left. So again, a fairly large seeded grass, and it matures and tillers relatively quickly. So we evaluated different options for control listed there. Those are our herbicides. We have glyphosate, a non-selective in there, just as sort of a standard, and then various selective options applied at the rates listed. These treatments were put out on March 17th of 2015 in both Dallas and College Station on multi-tiller rescue grass plants. So, and trifloxysulfuron, sodium sulfosulfuron, the thiene carbazone methyl combination there, which is known as Celsius herbicide, flazosulfuron, 4-amp sulfuron, metsulfuron. Again, so these treatments, this is how much rescue grass control is observed 6 weeks after treatment in the two columns on the right there, after applications to multi-tiller plants in March. 85% control observed, statistically greater than all of our selective treatments from glyphosate. Among the selective treatments in Dallas, trifloxysulfuron, sulfosulfuron, and the thiene carbazone methyl combination provided similar control, although you'll see it's less than 60%. College Station, the results were a little different. Observed greater control generally, and also trifloxysulfuron again, sulfosulfuron providing similar control, also to flazosulfuron, which we did not observe very much control from flazosulfuron in Dallas, but did in College Station, and then the thiene carbazone methyl combination did not provide as much control in College Station. So we took these results, again, a single application here to multi-tiller plants. We'll kind of let that data go for right now, and conducted a 2015 trial the end of 2015 into 2016 in Dallas. We had two different application timings here. The same treatments were applied. So we had a single application to 1 to 2 tiller plants on 15 December, or two sequential applications to larger plants, but at a time when temperatures were more conducive to herbicidal activity, 16 March followed by 7th of April there. Again, these same treatments, either applied at one single application or two applications in the springtime. All right, so a single application, this would be how much control was observed on 20 May. So again, trifloxysulfuron, flazosulfuron provided the greatest control among our selective options, but still less than 60% control there from a single application applied in December. If we look at sequential applications, we'll move here to sequential applications. Again, trifloxysulfuron providing in the top statistical group among our selective treatments. Also, the thiene carbazone methyl combination there provided similar control to our non-selective standard glyphosate. All right, so seeing much more control from sequential applications to multi-tiller plants. Less than 60% control from a single application to smaller plants in December, but 88% control and 77% control from trifloxysulfuron or the thiene carbazone methyl combination. All right, so the conclusions, sequential applications of trifloxysulfuron and then the thiene carbazone methyl combination provided better control than the other selective sulfonylurea herbicides evaluated. Trifloxysulfuron was probably the most consistent across all the trials. Future research might want to evaluate applications a little bit earlier, potentially in November, where temperatures are still warm but rescue grass plants have not quite tillered. That's all I have, and I guess I forgot to mention we applied all the herbicides with appropriate adjuvants according to the label. So that's it. Questions or time?
One quick question.
Alrighty.
Why the big difference in control between Dallas and College Station?
I don't know. Plants were similarly sized. Not sure.
Okay.
Temperatures were relatively similar. We kind of looked at it, couldn't really find a good reason for the difference there.